Blog Talk Radio.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know my other side. I can no longer hide. Let you down so many times. Been freshly crucified. Thought that I had a plan. I had it all figured out. But the more that you try to be by my side, the more I push you out.
All over the building, let me hear you say, Lord, make me over.
Lord.
Is there anybody's prayer out there tonight?
Take me over again.
Somebody out there sing it, come on.
When they already nailed you, Jesus healed my open wound. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. Must not like you to take it high. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna please you. Wash me and make me whole.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I thank God for being on the radio tonight. I'm so sorry I'm a little late this evening. I had a very long day at service at church this morning. We celebrated our pastors, Bishop Kevin Dickerson and Pastor Sonia Dickerson's 17th pastoral anniversary. And we just had a very long day there, and then we had some other things that we needed to take care of after service, and I'm just now getting to the studio, so please forgive me for those of you that were tuned in at 7:30. But we are on the air, and I do want to say welcome tonight to a Word from God radio broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com. I am your radio hostess this evening, Evangelist Rebecca Collier Hagler. And I want you to know tonight that God has a designed word especially for you. Psalms 119:11 says, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. By keeping God's word in our heart, it keeps us living a holy life if we obey the word of God. And in Psalms 119:105 says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, meaning the word will illuminate our steps as we walk towards our purpose and our destiny in Christ. Well, it brings me great joy tonight to come before you here on blogtalkradio.com and to share a word from God with you. After the broadcast tonight, if you would look on the web pages for blogtalkradio.com/A Word From God, there is a button there that says follow. And I do ask that you would please push that button, and it lets me know and it lets us know that you do follow and that you do enjoy our broadcast. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you who listen to me each week, who support me, who encourage me. I just want to say thank you so much, because it's such a pleasure to come each week and just serve you in music and serve you in the Word of God. Thank you all for all of your love, for your encouraging words, and for your support. I want you to know that I do truly love each and every one of you. You can go to our website. It is called awordfromgod.webs.com. Browse our site, follow our links to our other affiliate sites and other blogs that are affiliated with us. Also, we do have a page on Facebook called, of course, A Word From God. Please click the like button, and that lets us know that you, that you like the page. You can also email us now at awordfromgod3@aol.com. That email address is awordfromgod3@aol.com. I ask that you check out our ad costs and our advertisement page on our website. If you would like to have your church event or business announced on the air, or if you are a gospel artist and you would like to have your CD played on A Word From God, please go to our website for instructions on all of our advertising costs. Or you can email me at awordfromgod3@aol.com. We are now on the air every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. And that is 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. Our Wednesday morning show is a show that we devote to businesses and to different business owners. Sometimes I do have business owners on the show who I do interview and I showcase for that particular day that they are on the air. This gives you a chance to have listeners from all over the world that will hear about your business. So if you're a business owner and this is something that you would be interested in, then I would ask that you would please go to our website, awordfromgod.webs.com. Go to our ads and our advertising cost page. All the pricing information that you will need for our Wednesday morning show or to be on our Wednesday morning show is right there on our website. Or you can call me at, but you can email me at awordfromgod3@aol.com. Many of you know that in this business show, I do give you tips and ideas. We talk about business plans. We talk about creative ideas. So many of you have something you're wondering what to do, but so many of you have everything that you need right in the palm of your hand, right inside your home, and you just need to ask God to point out the things to you that you need to start that business and or to start that ministry. In my archives, I do have a message called How to Start a Business. And in this message, I use the scriptures for how to have a business built on God's principles. I also have CDs, and many of you know that I am still in progress working on my series, my CD series called The End of Times, where I'm teaching on the rapture, the Bema Seat Judgment, the marriage of the Lamb, the Great Tribulation, the Antichrist, and much more that is taught in the book of Revelation, Daniel, 1 Thessalonians, Matthew, and in 1 Corinthians. Also, we have a new book coming out this fall That's dealing with secrets and the mask that we wear to cover our secrets. We're almost finished with both of these. So please stay tuned for those two particular pieces that are going to be coming out. The CD on the CD series on the end of times, and the book on secrets and the mask that we wear. Also, I would like to tell many of you that we do have a clothing business, which is Lady Be Lovely Fashions .net. If you look on our website, you will see all kind of beautiful church suits and hats and usher uniforms, choir uniforms, jewelry, all kinds of things we do carry for men and for women. On our women's sizes, we go from a 4 to a 32, I believe it is. In our men's, we go from a, I believe it's a 36 regular to a 60 regular, and we carry a 36 long to a 60 long. And so go on there and check us out. It's LadyBeLovelyFashions.net. We have a lot of awesome, awesome pieces on there, and this will give you an opportunity to see what we do carry. We also do group orders, so please check us out. There's a phone number on there where you can personally talk to us, and we can help you with all of your different orders that you might have. Tonight, because it was such a late hour in getting home this evening, I am going to share just a little of the word with you on this evening, but I am also basically going to be playing some music for you tonight. Sometimes the visiting bishop today said that there are times that we just have to take time to ourselves, to, you know, 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. We have to take time to ourselves and get in the Word of God or listen to some praise and worship music and just get ourselves in right standing with God, to become closer to God, to meditate, to talk to God. And that happens a lot of times when we just sit back and we listen to good gospel music, whether it be praise or whether it's just awesome worship music. And so tonight I'm going to ask you to sit back and just enjoy some of God's music on this evening. Next week I am going to be having evangelist Ella Preston on my show, and she's going to come on and she's going to speak from her heart, whatever the Spirit of the Lord gives her. And she's just going to share an awesome word from God with you. So I would ask that you stay tuned next week and just listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is going to say to you. Well, we're just going to go ahead and we're going to play some music on this evening. I will come back in a little later and we will share a little bit from the Word with you. God bless you.
In this place tonight, we are expecting the awesome power of the Holy Ghost to touch each and every person that's in this room. Reach over and tell somebody that the Holy Ghost is here for you tonight. And all you have to do is receive. Tell them all you have to do is receive. Hallelujah. How many love Him with all your heart? There's a little song that says this to the Lord. I love you forever. Help me. In all my heart. it with me.
I love you forever.
Forever, you're my king.
Forever, you're my king.
If you love him, come on, let's sing that. I love you.
I love you forever with all my heart.
I love you.
I love you forever.
Forever, you're my king. Sing my shelter.
My shelter.
Forever.
Forever.
In time of storm.
In time of storm.
How many can lift your hands and say, Lord, you're my shelter?
My shelter.
Forever, forever.
You are Alpha and Omega.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you all.
In his honor tonight, everybody that can get on your feet. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We bless him tonight. Everybody lift your hands just for a moment. Come on. Let's lift it up to him right now.
To him who sits on
the Lamb
and unto the
Lamb,
to him
You are hope. We give you glory. We bless your name.
Praise God. How many of you have placed your life in Jesus' hands? How many of you have made a decision that says, I'm not going to worry, I'm not going to doubt, I'm not going to complain, I'm not going to go to God with anger in my heart, I'm not going to go to God with frustration and doubt. I seem to do that all the time. But I've come to a realization, Lord, that I've got to trust you no matter what. And so I've decided to put my life in your hands. The song says, no worry, no fear. Joy comes in the morning. And then troubles don't last always. It says that we have a friend in Jesus. And he wipes away all of our tears. And then they say, I know I can make it. I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. And then they said, I know that I can make it. In him, I can stand. Is that true of you tonight? Can you say that I know I can make it, and in him, I can stand? Have you just decided to lay aside all of your worries? Lay aside all of your doubt and all of your fear. Because doubt, worry, and fear, it's doing nothing for you. It hasn't changed your situation. You complaining, you constantly scratching your head, you trying to figure a way out of the situation, and nothing is happening. So why don't you rest in God and let God handle the situation for you? The scripture says in 1 Peter 5 and 7, casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. You have the Almighty Creator God, the one that has placed within you a vision, the one that has placed within you dreams, the one that has placed in you all that you need to become the person that you need to become, just by trusting him, believing on him, and taking him for and taking him at his word. But many a times we try to rely on what we know, what our moms told us, what our dads, what our pastors have told us, but we don't rely on what the Word of God has said. He says, casting all of your cares, that's everything, that's your bills, that's your worries, that's your doubt, that's your unbelief, that's your complaining, that's all of the fears, the scariness that's on the inside when the devil lies to you and tell you that you're not going to make it. The scripture says casting all of your care. Hallelujah. Says casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. The devil doesn't care. He hates you. He doesn't care. He's the one bringing about the problems and the situations. But sometimes we need those problems and situations so that we can turn to God. Sometimes the heat, the fire has to be turned up so hot and so high that we say, Father God, I need you. I cannot do this by myself. Lord, I cast every burden, every fear, every lie, every tear, I cast it all upon you because you care. You care. for me. My life. My life is in his hands. Jesus, I can make it. On him, higher than before. I know I can make it. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what comes your way. Your life is in God's hands. It says in, I believe it's 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 17. And the first part of the verse I like, and it says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. And then it goes on to say, set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. You shall not need to fight in this battle. What are you going through? What are your battles? So many of us are fighting our own battles when we don't have to. It says, set yourself. Just get yourself somewhere. Stand you still. Just stand. Don't make any movement, no sudden movement. Don't worry about the war that's going on around you, the turmoil that's going on around you. And then it says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. God is with you. And if we could grasp the concept that God is with us, we would walk away victorious every time. But we get stopped by the enemy with his lies and his treachery. And he tells us we're not going to make it. And he tells us we're not going to amount to anything. And he says we're nothing. And he says nobody loves you. And he says everybody is against you. But God says that he's more than the world. He's more than all that's against you. You don't have to worry about any of that. God says that you're more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. It means that you will conquer above everything. No matter what the devil lays at your feet, no matter what he speaks to your heart, you are more higher than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. Casting all of your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And then in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, it says, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. We don't have a high priest who cannot sympathize with us, sympathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who has been tempted also in the same ways, just as we have been tempted, yet did it without sinning. And then it says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. You can only approach the throne of grace with confidence if you're in right standing with God, if you have relationship with God, if you know God's word. See, you cannot go before God or fight any battles or come against the enemy in any way if you don't know the word of God. It says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. If you will place your life in God's hands, when the enemy comes at you like a flood, Scripture says he will raise up standard against him. You do not have to fight your battles alone. Actually, you don't have to fight them at all, as it says in 2 Chronicles 20 and 17. You have no need to fight in this battle. Thank God. But get yourself somewhere. Set yourself somewhere. stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Hallelujah. You can make it this evening. You can stand this evening. No matter what comes your way, your life is in God's hands. And now don't walk out. Don't step out of the hands of God, but let God protect you. Let God build a shield around you so that when the fiery darts of the enemy come up against you, all it's going to do is hit the shield. That is the shield of faith. Have your shield of faith ready so that when the enemy comes, you can say, "But thus saith the Lord, I have no need to fight in this battle, devil. You're fighting the wrong person. You've got to stand up against God. I am standing behind the shield of faith because I know what God can do. I know that God is going to bless my life, and there's nothing that you can do." Make a pact with God and say, "Lord, I'm turning everything over to you. I don't want to deal with this thing on my own anymore. Give me the strength, Lord, that I need to carry on. Give me the strength to trust in your word and to believe you and to let you fight my battle. Lord, I am casting every care that I have upon you. And I am allowing you to fight for me. I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to believe your word. I'm going to trust your word. I'm going to stand in faith. I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to be a victor and not a victim." Too many of you have fallen prey to being a victim of the devil. When he says something, you just say, "Oh my God, oh my God. They told me I'm going to die. They told me that I'm not going to be able to build the business that I want to build. They told me I can't get this loan to do what it is that I need to do for my church. Oh, Lord, something happened and I only have 12 people left in my church. And you've given me a vision to do this and to do that." Well, Jesus only had 12. And look what him and the 12 did. Look at how the word of God was spread throughout the world, even to this day. It was Jesus and the 12 disciples that he picked, and they shared the goodness and the glory and the miraculous things that Jesus did. They showed, they talked about what they saw. They lived what they saw. They lived what they taught. Just 12. And all you need is you, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And you can take this world by storm if you would only trust God. You don't have to worry. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear. You don't have to be discombobulated, not knowing, you know, "Lord, what's going to happen to me?" All you need to know tonight is that God loves you so much that no matter what comes your way, your life is in God's hands. What a great place to be. But in the arms of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, where he's rocking us, and he's holding us, and he's teaching us, and he's talking to us, and he's saying, "You know, it's okay. Cast those cares on me. I can handle it." You see, we're to take our burdens and our troubles and all of the things that ail us. We're to take them to the Lord, and we're to leave them there. What happens in many situations is we pick up our burden. We have a pity party. and we think that God doesn't love us anymore. But God does love us. That's why he says your life is in his hands. If you can grasp and see the hand of God, how it's moving in your life, how you're protected, as it says in Psalm 91:1, that we're up under the secret place of the Most High God. God has us up under a secret place in him where the enemy cannot get at us. The enemy can only get at us is when we lose our faith in God. When we begin to doubt, when we begin to mistrust, when we begin to have unbelief. God loves you tonight. I want you to know you can make it. I want you to know that you can stand. I want you to know that no matter what comes your way, your life is in God's hands. I'm going to let that song play out for you. And I just want you to lift your hands and glorify him and let God bless you through the song. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I pray that you are blessed by that little short sermonette on this evening, knowing that your life is in God's hands, and there is nothing that God won't do for you if you will trust him. If the Bible says if you would walk upright, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. Walk upright tonight before the Lord. Let God know, Father, I give it all to you. I'm not made to carry these burdens. But Lord God, just like the footsteps in the sand, we always see the footprints in the sand. And we see the two sets of footprints. That's because Jesus is walking by our side, letting us know I'm here, I'm there. But when the journey gets too tough for you, hallelujah, you see one set of footprints, and those are not yours. Those are Christ's footprints because he's carrying you. Why? Because Jesus is big enough to carry your burdens, my burdens, his burdens, her burdens, whatever it is, Jesus carries the weight of the world upon him. He died for everything that was not right. He died to make it right so that we might have a right to go through him and find the Father and find salvation and get all of our needs met and to get healing and deliverances and the love that we need and the forgiveness that we need. Jesus died, but he most of all died that we might be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For tonight, I just thank and praise God. Father, we just glorify you right now. We just lift up your people, Father God, unto you on this evening. We pray, Father God, that many who heard this message, Lord, that they were touched and blessed, and that it will change their life. Lord, I glorify you right now. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for who you are in my life. God is so, so good. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you and we adore you. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, it is about time that we close out our show on this evening, our broadcast. As always, it is truly such a blessing to come before you and to share a word from God with you. I am just so ecstatic. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your encouraging words. If you would like to be a blessing to this broadcast, if God would lay us on your heart, you pray about, pray about that and ask God to lay us on your heart. If he doesn't lay us on your heart for a monetary blessing, I pray he lays us on your heart that you would pray for us, that we need prayer. We need to be lifted up weekly in prayer. I know that many of you give your tithes and your offerings to your church, and that is where they do belong. But if God should lay this broadcast on your heart to be a blessing to us, that we might be able to continue to do what God has called us to do. My main ministry is that to hurting women. God is opening up doors for me to go out and to minister to women who are going through special types of needs and traumas, and women who are carrying deep, dark secrets who need to let things go. I'm not saying that they have to tell me their secrets, but they have to let them go. And I'm just asking for your support. Whatever you can do, you can email me at awordfromgod3@aol.com. And we have PayPal, and I will send you a PayPal request, and you can go ahead and be a blessing through PayPal, and that way you can use your credit card. But we thank and praise God. We thank you for all of your prayers, all of your love, and all of your support. As I said, Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., I'm back on the air. I do our Wednesday morning business show. I give tips on businesses, how to start a business. I give tips on doing research, you know, to find the right business for you, what might be in your hand, what might be in your house. You can use that. Whatever the Lord would lay on my heart to share with you, I try to share all of that with you as well. Also, I want you to go on our different blogs and our different websites. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/awordfromgod. Look at our homepage there, and I have different blogs and links and things like that. And I would ask that you would check out all of our blogs, check out all of our links. We have a one that's called Blood Pressure Awareness, where it helps. It talks about high blood pressure. It talks about sugar, diabetes. It talks about cancer, how you can change certain things in your life where only by changing your lifestyle and changing your eating habits, stop smoking, stop drinking, stop eating fats, salt, and sugar, you know, not so much of it, because these things are dangerous to your health. And so go in there and read all the different things that we do have on there. Talks about exercising and things of that nature. So go on and check out all the different blogs and all of the different websites and all of the different affiliate links. If you want to be interviewed anytime on our Wednesday morning shows, which starts at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, go to awordfromgod.web.com, read our ads and advertisement cost page, and it'll give you all the information, or you can email me at awordfromgod3@aol.com. And also, please go into my Lady Be Lovely Fashions.net website. I have all kind of beautiful clothes, all kind of wonderful things there for you. So I'm just going to ask you to just check out all of those great things that we have. And you'll be quite surprised. We also carry some linen sheets and things of that nature, some beautiful Egyptian cotton linen that you'll really enjoy sleeping on. So visit LadyBeLovelyFashions.net. If you have any questions, you can email me at Lady B, like Becky, Lovely, which would be LBLY, LadyBLBLY, Fashion, no S on the end of fashion.net. I'm sorry, at AOL.com, that's my email address. LadyBLBLY, Fashion, no S on fashion, at AOL.com. And our website is LadyBeLovelyFashions.net. LadyBeLovelyFashions with an S at the end of fashions on this one. LadyBeLovelyFashions.net. Enjoy. Go on and browse and just have a wonderful time. You see something that you want to order, give us a call at the phone number there and we will get it out to you. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in to A Word from God here on blogtalkradio.com. I am your radio hostess, evangelist Rebecca Collier Hagler, saying thank you for joining us on this evening. May God richly bless all of your endeavors for Him. See you next week and have a great, great evening. God bless you and I love you.
party. I know y'all know how to move out there. Come on, y'all listen to the... I know y'all know how to do that. Go ahead, get yours on.